You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From midday today, the Hands Off Aotamariki Network is handing Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson the open letter to government to halt the removal of tamariki in Mokopuna. In 2016, the network, alongside a wide range of social service organisations, raised the issue of the proposed changes to the legislation that diminished the prioritisation of tamariki remaining within their whānau context. This morning I spoke to Hands Off Aotamariki Network organiser Rihi Tanana about the protest and began by asking what makes up the network.
Well, this rally is a movement and it is, it's gone across the country. The network is made up of whānau, hapū, iwi, social workers, professional people who are all working within the sector of caring for aotamariki, midwives. It's not an organisation, it's actually a movement that we have been promoting for the last couple of months, and it is about we as Māori saying enough is enough to the state that they haven't, and they continue to do a terrible job with caring for our tamariki and caring for our whānau.
Can you refresh the listeners on why this movement needs to exist and is important?
The movement is important because we have seen for 156 years the failure on the state to really care for our tamariki. The state control over tamariki Māori is quite a, you know, it's a power and control issue. It's a master-servant relationship. So they have taken the position that they know better than Māori how to care for tamariki and how to care for whānau. And we are saying, well, your record tells us you do not. 220, 2018, in 6 months, 220 of our tamariki were sexually, psychologically, emotionally and physically abused while they were in state care. And that number is something like 300 for 2019. So we're saying step out of the way. You haven't done a good job, government. You haven't provided safety and care for our tamariki. And you presume that you know better than Māori about the needs of tamariki Māori, whānau Māori. And research says that systems like the Ministry of Ōranga Tamariki, our people do not do well. They don't survive it.
And if you're labelling the evidence that the current system is highly abusive of Māori children is presented as clear evidence, why do you think the previous National Minister, Anne Tolley, and the current Minister, Tracy Martin, have both rejected this evidence?
They reject it because they're part of the system. They reject it because they're part of the dominant culture in this country. They reject it because they were state servants, need I say any more. It does not work for them to give over the power and control. It does not work for the state to give over power and control to us, because it means that they have less power and control over Māori.
How do you think our youth services sector can be decolonised? How would you like to see that happen?
Well, so I think you make a good point that that whole system needs to go through a major decolonisation process. But in saying that, in order to do that, it means they have to share their power and resources. They have to actually give up control of presuming that they are the dominant and the best to know what's good for our people. So decolonisation means you know that you should give up tamariki Māori to Māori services to because you know that they will do a better job than they are currently doing. So, you know, the decol process is not just gathering understanding around what it means to have decolonising education practices. It means that you're moving over and you're letting Māori do the work that they are supposed to do and rightfully should do.
And do you see this spreading to other sectors of, I guess, systematic power? Are there any other particular areas you think which are showing the same amount of suffering?
All of them. Health, education, the land issues, all of them. It is the same system. It's not dissected up into just this area. We're calling for the state to really step down from its poor relationships with Māori and to step aside, really. The system is the system. The state system pervades over everything we do and therefore holds that dominant power and control space.
Do you see this protest, particularly towards Oranga Tamariki, being a bit of a catalyst to, you know, rejecting the other aspects of the state?
Yes, and in saying that, it was always happening. You look at the Humanta, it's a very good example of our people rejecting the state position. You know, there's plenty of examples of Māori just getting on with it and challenging the state because they have to.
Do you see similarities happening overseas, or do you believe this is a particularly Aotearoa-specific issue?
It is an Aotearoa issue, but it's an Indigenous issue. If you look at other countries where Indigenous groups have been undermined, I think about the pipeline issue in the States, I'm thinking about Mauna Kea at this time, all of those are... All that is happening is, you know, it's an uprising. Indigenous peoples across the globe are saying enough is enough.
One of the other calls to action which has been released is demanding a significant shift in the education sector. Can you talk to me a bit about what kind of demands those are?
Well, I think that you've got a good example in the education system. You've got kohanga and kura and wharekura and wharewananga, and those are clear alternative systems that really... They're born out of a Māori worldview. They're dictated by our reo and our tikanga. And so, you know, more of that streaming, more of that process across all those sectors of state.
And for those of us not in Wellington at the moment, how can we be involved in what's going on today at Parliament? And is there anywhere we can find out what's going on without having to be, obviously, at the gates?
So there are 12 regional hui being undertaken at the same time, and the one in Auckland is actually in Henderson, but Gisborne, Rotorua, Dunedin, Christchurch. It's on our Facebook page, so you know there's continued activity today in support of this. Going out to Ihi Mātou is also in support of these kind of challenges to state. So, you know, wherever you can, you know, we really need allies, because we know that Māori have their own solutions, and the state really do need to step aside and resource us. We all pay taxes here in this country. We should have the right to determine our own future and to care for our people in our culturally appropriate ways.
Hmm. Do you have any last comments you'd like to make about the protest today, or what you want to see obviously coming from it in fruition in the near future?
Well, I think the protest today is about signalling to government that we, you know, we are making demands, and same with what's happening at Ihi Mātou, people are making demands. And it's because we're fed up with the way we've been treated and the way our people have been treated. This is not a new thing for us. We stood at Pākaitore, we stood at Bastion Point. We stood for our language. So, you know, these are continued pressures and challenges that the government need to really think about. If they want to be good treaty partners, think about how to resource our transformation, our future, not under their regime, but under our own.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.